2 Tango Mobile.
KJ 4, CTD Mobile.
Where are you off to today?
Doing a little bit of paperwork and check on Mom. She was doing pretty well yesterday and, checking to make sure she hadn't done anything stupid.
Aware that she's doing better and all things considered. Hang on, let me get this. Turn this other radio down, even though I'm listening to the Kingsmen sing Louie Louie. Good song. And I've just had me some good barbecue pork, and now I'm for lunch, and now I'm headed back to the house.
Beautiful day, except for all the pollen. The pollen's been killing me for the last 2 weeks.
Days it doesn't help me in either, so I can sympathize with you a little bit. You and also I have enough problems with it now that I never used to have before, so I put up with it.
Which tree it is that actually causes my issues in the spring, and I think it's come down, it seems to be the elms are doing it to me.
I get a little bit from all, because I've got some oaks at my house, I've also got some cedar at my house, I got a pine tree. I get a little bit of all of it every year, so, of course, one of the biggest of the cedar trees will be going away tomorrow, because the service, that she will be there tomorrow with her crew to get rid of it, so I'm looking forward to that and getting cleaned out of the middle of my driveway, because it's a hazard.
And the funny thing is, the 10 years I lived in Florida, never had seasonal allergies. And Florida doesn't have a whole lot of elms, I don't think.
That's not very much. There is a few of them in the upper part of Florida, but down in the lower part of Florida, you won't find many of those. A friend of mine that was telling me about it the other day, he was talking about trees down that way. And he's like you, the elm trees bother him. But he said, thankfully, where he's living down in the lower part of Florida, he doesn't have the problem with them anymore.
Patrick Air Force Base, and, sure, did we have tropical plants? Sure. Yeah, but we also had some oaks, and those didn't seem to affect me. So I'm really thinking it's probably the elms that are doing it.
And that's one of the reasons why I take a Zyrtec every morning, because between that and the fluid that builds up my ears, which I don't need because that screws up my equilibrium. So I take a Zyrtec every day, and it seems to be helping out. And, but I'm headed back to the house. It's warm out here today, warming up. My thermometer says it's 69 now. I was talking to KB2HXS earlier, and he said he'd seen where it said something like it's supposed to be in the upper 70s by Friday or Saturday. So, you know, hey, that'll be nice.
I'm like hooky. I'm down here on Wade Hampton, and it's 71.
You weren't close at all, because you weren't completely out, but you were in and out. But I was getting all your conversation, so you're doing a good job getting back up this way. I still got a bunch of things to do on the computer this afternoon and all, so I will see what gets done today.
The hill, so I'm almost back up to the top. I've been doing other computer work, not paperwork kind of computer work. And I've been thinking, you know, my machine that I built all the way back in 2010, it is showing its signs of age. I need to find something newer that's workstation grade, not laptop or anything.
We got a desktop unit that was built as a gaming computer a couple of years ago that I picked up from a guy. I don't use it for gaming. I use it for controlling all my radio software and doing my logging and everything on that. But I've got a little HP laptop at home, one of the little smaller ones. But I've also got me a Apple AirBook, MacBook Air now that I'm learning a lot about doing things with. So since I'm doing more work with pictures, I needed something that was geared towards doing picture work.
The Apples have been good for that ever since they became Macs. And they've been good for press and for photos. And you know, with modern computers, it's no spinning drives anymore to speak of. I don't need anything massive. I mean, my current workstation has like a 2K power supply on it, good grief. And I'm using most of it. Oddly enough, I got like 7 drives in the machine. And but it runs a whole host of stuff. But I also recently picked up a Intel Nook. That's a little 4x4 computers, and I've moved most of my server stuff onto that, and that's worked great. And it's still got horsepower left over. I just need something that I can put, you know, 3 or 4 solid state drives on and call it a day.
Running with my Mac, I'm running a. It's got a 1 terabyte hard drive in it because it came that way. It was that way, and it's got 16 memory, I think. It's got the max it'll hold, I think it is, or something like that. But anyway, but I keep all of my data and stuff on separate external hard drives. I've got 6 different hard drives that I use for different things, and I can hook them up to. And the files are such that I can hook them up to any of my computers and read off of them. So, except the ones that are on the Mac that are set up strictly for it, which is the backup thing that does every day. So, anyway, but that's, you know, I've got plenty of space and plenty of storage because pictures take a lot of storage space.
Built my workstation. I put 32 gig of RAM in it, and I looked yesterday because I'm like, why is this thing slowing down so much? And out of the 32 gig, I actually only had 4 gig left available, and that's because I'm running, at the time I was running 4 different virtual machines, all doing something different. And it's like, no, this has got to go, or I got to get a new computer with even more memory.
What you may just need to do is update your processor, and that makes a lot of difference too. Because that's the one thing I like about this this Mac. It's got a quad core processor, so it is super super fast. And the little HP laptop I've got has got a quad core on it. So and they're both. I mean. A blink of the eye and things can pop up on the screen, things like that, so it's good for it. And I like that. So maybe what you need to do is update your processor.
So I got in there as a 4th-gen Intel, and I think they just released the 14th. So yeah, it's a little bit behind the 8-ball there. But we'll see. It's just early days researching what I can do and how I can do it and if I can actually afford to do it. But that's how things go. Anyway, almost about to hit the Paris Mountain Shadow. KJ4 CTD, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, that worked out because I'm just about to pull in the yard here and I need to get out and check, see if the mailman has come today. And then get on into the house and get back to what I was doing before I left. And I'll. All right, we'll talk to you later, Wyatt. Have a good one. KJ4CTD, W2T73.